540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two Wisconsin congressmen are throwing their support to Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the U.S. House. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Republicans Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany say Jordan is their choice over Steve Scalise. Tiffany tells WISN-TV's Upfront that his caucus will work through its differences.
We understand it's not a good look last week, and we have to show that we can work for the American people, and I believe that we can do that.
Republicans abruptly voted Kevin McCarthy out of the speakership last week. Democrat Mark Pocan says it's possible but not likely that another candidate could emerge who could win.
If some moderate Republicans are tired of the civil war that's going on in their party and would like to come by, I'll sit down with any of them and talk to them why I think it would be wiser to have functioning government.
A vote is expected as early as Wednesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up a challenge to legislative district maps, and Justice Janet Protasiewicz will not recuse herself. Republicans have said they'd move to impeach the new liberal justice if she did not take herself off a redistricting case. When she ran for office, she called the Republican-drawn maps rigged. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't consider impeaching Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf until after a lawsuit that seeks to make it clear whether Wolf is a lawful holdover in the position.
The idea is we're not impeaching somebody who's in the job lawfully. They're not there. So I think that's what the Senate acted on. They didn't confirm her. So that's the action that we're going to follow.
That's Voss speaking with Channel 27 in Madison. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wants a judge to declare that Wolf can keep her job as a holdover based on a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling from last year. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is taking applications from providers who want to join a nationwide model to improve Alzheimer's care. The Mayo Clinic's Angela Lundy says the broader care system for those patients is fragmented. She says families are sometimes kept waiting a long time after getting a diagnosis.
There are resources that are available and out there for individuals, and sometimes those resources are just not something that families are aware of.
Health systems will be incentivized with reimbursements to adopt the frameworks. Wisconsin will split $49.5 million with every other state in a settlement with software company Blackbaud. That's for a 2020 ransomware event that exposed the personal information of millions of Americans. Under the settlement, Blackbaud has also agreed to overhaul its data security and breach notification practices. Wisconsin's share is nearly $800,000. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha Water Utility is transitioning to Lake Michigan Water starting today, with most changes being unnoticeable for customers. Some may experience temporary issues like discolored water. To fix that, it's recommended to remove faucet screens, run all cold water faucets fully open for 3 to 5 minutes, flush your toilets a few times, then reinstall the aerators. Milwaukee has earned a spot on a list of top travel destinations. The city has been named as one of Condé Nast's 2023 Traveler Reader's Choice, ranking it as the third best large city to visit. The city's culinary offerings received praise in particular. Chicago claimed the top spot as the best big city to visit, with San Diego in number two. Milwaukee outperformed cities such as New Orleans, Nashville, and Miami in the rankings. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks win their preseason opener. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks kicked off their preseason with a 105-102 win over the Bulls at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Forward Jay Crowder had 10 points in 20 minutes of play and was asked why he decided to re-sign with the Bucks.
Just the guys. That was my first initial reaction. I felt like we have what it takes just about us doing it. Yeah, I was comfortable with the locker room. I like how they greeted me. I like everything about the work environment, and I wanted to give it another good shot.
Chris Middleton did not play. He's coming off that knee surgery, but says he's on track to play in the season opener when the Bucks host the 76ers on October 26th. College football, the Badgers beat Rutgers 24-13. Wisconsin's head coach Luke Fickell after the win.
I had some concerns, obviously, coming off of a bye week. Those are the things that kind of ring in your head about, okay, now we got to come out here. We got to play well. We got to start fast. You know, you got a team that's coming in here that's played really well all year, manages a game, is going to do some things that I thought were going to put us in a tough situation, limiting possessions and stuff like that. But came out the first half, played really well. Defensively played exceptional. You know, and obviously the pick six right there before half, I think, is the difference in the ballgame.
Badgers improved to 4-1. Rutgers is now 4-2. Up next, Wisconsin hosts the Iowa Hawkeyes this Saturday at 1 o'clock. NFL, it's the Packers and the Raiders tonight on Monday Night Football. Kickoff at 7:15. At 1-3, the Raiders are desperate for a win at home. The Packers are 2-2. They head into the bye after this week. There's a lot of former Raiders now in Green Bay, like safety Dallin Leavitt, returner and defensive back Keyshawn Nixon, and special teams and assistant head coach Rich Bisaccia. I asked Matt LaFleur about it.
All those guys made big-time contributions for us. It's awesome to have a guy like Rich. In my opinion, the best at what he does. Quite frankly, I think personally he should be a head coach in this league. And obviously Dallin and Keyshawn and Sewell was there as well. Have all made big time contributions for us.
With sports, I'm Mike.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Who knows what he'll talk about today? Even we don't know. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. Is three getting ready for the game. What's up, Earl?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Look, man, big game tonight. And
Earl, that was a new opening, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, man. They said nobody knows what you're going to be talking about today, man.
I know. I can tell. That's what the dude said.
Yeah, man. Let me. So, and they also said in the opening, the news opening earlier, the Raiders are desperate for a win.
We are too.
Does it matter if a team is desperate for a win? You ever been desperate for a win?
Yes. All them times we went down to Dallas and they whooped us, we was desperate to beat them.
So when they say desperate for a win, it means you're willing to do anything.
Just about.
It doesn't always mean that because you're desperate, you're going to win, though, right?
Right. So you got to put the work in.
Yeah,
you know what I saw when I was reading? You know, I read some clippings, Earl. You ain't the only one that read clippings.
I didn't say I was, man.
But I saw they talk about putting AJ Dillon on the trade block.
Yeah, I know, but so we talked about this early on, right? Remember back before the season started and even after the first week. And because AJ Dillon is up for a new contract. And AJ Dillon, they chopping him around. Now, you said, you know the young man. Mm-hmm. He's a talented cat, a good person. But you can't average 2.7 yards a carry,
right?
Be a fullback and
feature. They try to feature him a couple times.
I know, and so as it part of this, Gilbert, is it safe to blame him, man? Because they blaming the fact that they're not running the ball. The truth of the matter is they're not running the ball because Aaron Jones ain't been there.
Mark my words. If they trade that dude, watch and see what happens.
He going to do it somewhere else, huh?
He going to do it somewhere else because somewhere else got an offensive line.
I know, but man, you know the Packers. How can you say they don't have an offensive line?
Right now they don't because Detroit exposed that they don't have an offensive line. Well, I'm still stuck on Detroit whooping our tail.
Wait a minute, man. So you, you keep talking about the Detroit game. I'm looking at some of these statistics, and right now,
here you go, y'all.
And right now, Jordan Love has the lowest completion percentage rate in the entire NFL. Are you aware of that?
He probably off of the Detroit game.
That can't be.
Remember, he was leading the league in touchdowns before they played Detroit.
It can't be off of one game. They played four games, and he got the lowest completion percentage. And I said that only because you were talking about the offensive line. Does the offensive line have something to do with him having the lowest percentage of completion? Or is it the play calling by?
Some might be a couple plays he should not have called. But then again, if he ain't got time to set up and throw, there's no completion.
Well, so, you know, he throws the ball down the field deep a lot. And that's Matt LaFleur's game. Every now and then he like to air it out.
Well, he's trying to open up the offense here lately.
He's trying to do what?
I was remembering the first two or three games.
Yeah, he was real careful.
Deacon and dunking. Now he's trying to open it up. You can't open it up if you can't do a five-step drop.
Well, you know, I watched a little football Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I watched a little college football Saturday. I watched my fair share of football over the weekend.
Did you see them Jayhawks then?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the Jayhawks, but it was so boring, I turned. I can't get over them red, blue, you know, the uniforms.
Hey, we got to switch them up, man. Did you know that they inducted Tony Sands into the Ring of Honor?
Who's Tony Sands, man?
Tony Sands was probably the shortest running back I ever seen in my life. But he put up one game, he put up 396 yards against the Missouri Tigers in one game.
So he was short, huh?
Yeah, he was shorter than you, Earl, and that's short.
Hey, let me ask you, man. So I brought this up that I watched a lot of football Saturday and Sunday. I was watching the lines.
Yeah.
You've been saying this since the beginning.
Yeah.
I watched the Cowboys last night take a beating from the 49ers. Ooh. Now, the Cowboys were supposed to have a great line, offense and
defense. One-star rating Cowboys. They had one-star rating on the side of him.
They gave up 42 points. And the 49ers whipped them.
Dallas got one of the best defenders in Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but the offensive line of the 49ers kept him busy and kept him off the quarterback. And I said all that to say this, because you just said if Jordan Love doesn't get the blocking that he needs, he don't matter. He ain't going to complete too many passes.
He's not. And I haven't met a quarterback yet that does that.
And the running backs aren't going to get too many holes.
Nope, not at all. Ask A.J. Dillon.
I mean, so they're hunting for a running back, the Packers are. Mm-hmm. And is it right what's happened to A.J. Dillon? Or is that how the game goes?
For the most part, the way he runs the ball, you got to move people out of the way. Now, that's where you got to see the difference in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Aaron Jones can make holes. He can pop, 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 make holes. A.J. Dillon is a north and south, down-the-hill runner that's going to try to hit you in your mouth. Kind of like old boy in Tennessee. What's old boy name in Tennessee?
Yeah, I know who he's talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just powerful back. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's why Aaron Jones is so elusive and he can do those things. A.J. Dillon ain't, man. You got to open up holes so he can get downhill.
So, and what I will say is, he's got to get past the line of scrimmage, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a big back like that, his power comes once he get past the line of scrimmage. He got to get going, right?
Yep, he got to get that momentum going. You got to get them big old tree trunks he got going down here.
But he can't get started, man. They're on him before he can get to the hole. There's no hole.
Yeah. So when they say he only getting 2.7 yards per carry, you need to look at the dude opening the hole, because they're not taking responsibility. They pointing fingers right now.
Well, the only people pointing the fingers is the coaching staff.
LaFleur.
Yeah. LaFleur. But okay, so let me ask you, a 1-3 Raider team
is scary.
Playing in at home
is scary right now.
Why, man? I don't
because that's still just
got
like
Devontae Adams now. They still
okay. I'll put it this way, Earl. If you walk in your garage and there's a raccoon in the corner and you boxing him in, you're going to go up and say, oh, look at the cute little fella and shake his head, rub him on top of his head. Are you going to do that? It's the same thing about them Raiders right now. You better not go in and take them boys lightly.
Well, you know, Packers have had 11 days off. They've been able to heal somewhat. They still got some players in question. Been able to heal somewhat and had time to prepare for the Raiders. Now, the Raiders are desperate. There's no question whatsoever. And you still say, and this is a game the Packers should win.
They should win. If they go down there like this is a business trip.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Don't go like this is a vacation.
But Gilbert, you know that's not going to happen. There's no way any coach in his right mind is not going to have his team up and ready to go after 11 days off.
I've seen it.
You've seen.
Seen guys take them too lightly and go down there and get spanked.
Did the coaches? So is that on the coach or on the player?
That's on both of them. Because you're supposed to do your job. That's just like, remember last week somebody was talking about the fans in the stands. It was too many other colored jerseys in the stands. Who learned about that?
Well, that was LaFleur.
LaFleur.
Yeah, who said that Packer fans sold the tickets to the Detroit Lions and it was too many Lions in the stands. But anyway, listen, we gotta go to break. Bill from O'Connor Milwaukee, hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join us under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Big game is tonight. We'll be right back.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wooden installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Mainly clear today, with daytime highs approaching 53. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. Highs level off around 53. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah, you know what? I like the playoffs. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play out.
Play on, play out. What are you doing with playing with Bill Withers' grandma hands?
Yo, Trey dropped the verse.
What you know about that?
I want to know what he's doing messing up grandma's hand.
What you know about that?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us.
You heard that, huh?
967. What do you mean I heard that?
You heard that sample in there, huh?
Hey, man, come on, man.
Earl, you might know something, man. Hey, I thought I was the only person on earth knew that hand.
Hey, man, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Hey, good morning. You know, you guys are more fun than people have a right to be fond of. I love you guys when you talk sports. And by the way, Gilbert, I'm 75. I'm ready to go 15 rounds. Okay?
You ready to go? Well, I tell you what, Bill. I want to see you and Earl in the ring. Y'all both, all right, y'all both all right. By the same age.
Hey, Bill.
Check this out, Bill. Check this out. Earl is 0-71, so you might get you one.
Hey, Bill, tell him he's got to get to this age.
That's right. He's got to make grade. Now, if you don't make the cut, you can't get in the ring with me, Gilbert. You can't get in the ring.
So
you know that.
So, Bill, he's been talking about silver sneakers. I didn't know he knew what silver sneakers was.
Well, I don't think he could put a pair on. I don't think he'd keep up with us. If we put on those silver sneakers, I look over my shoulder, I say, Earl, you see Gil now? Look in my rear view mirror. He's behind us, boys.
So, Bill, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Okay, I want to ask you guys a question on sports, because I coach and I love it, especially football. Do you think we're seeing a new age in the NFL with a lot of young players that got the moxie of all the pros and are ready to go head and head with the pros? And do you see a big shift in coaching? Whatever happened to coaches that can get emotional? Because if you don't get emotional, you can't get into your players. What do you guys think of that?
It's a great question, Bill. We'll let Gilbert answer it. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert, he's talking about the difference in the players today. Do you see a difference in the players, man, from when you played?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's that difference, man?
I mean, I'm not saying that they're just a different athlete today, man.
Are they more athletic?
They're more of, not all of them, but they're more of gimme instead of I want to work for. You know, some of them are. And then some of them are willing to learn, but are they willing to go far to learn? You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you're teaching a kid to keep his head up when he's tackling, and he's still doing it with his head down, are you doing your job? But, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Gilbert, it's, you got to admit, these cats, these athletes are more flexible than your guys were. They, even linemen, they can move and do things, and maybe that's the techniques, and maybe that's the equipment, Gilbert, that they have today.
Yeah, but when you look at the NFL today, they are more athletic. I give them that. You know, we were big, powerful dudes.
Yeah, these plotters.
Athletically powerful dudes. You right. see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you ain't gotta be 350 no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's across the board. But if you're athletically strong and quick, then you can play in this, you can play in this day and age.
So let me ask you something, because I watched their foot speed. Even the linemen. Mm-hmm. I was watching the linebackers. I thought the Buccaneers had some dogs as linebackers, and they do.
Yeah.
Man, not like the 49ers. The 49ers got some linebackers, Gilbert.
49ers got defense, man.
Yeah. So you look at cats like Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
He can play defensive end, standing up.
Yeah.
Or and linebacker. Play linebacker.
Or linebacker. You know what I'm saying?
At what, 250?
Yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, I mean, if you go back to kind of like my era with the Ray Lewis's and the Patrick Willis.
Yeah, you had a few of them. But they were exceptional. Yeah,
there was exception to the rule. You know what I'm saying? And you look at these type of athletes, you say, could they play in this game today? Them are two guys that could, you know what I'm saying? Because they're strong, quick, fast, and got the attitude to play the game.
Well, you know, Gary and the number, and you look at him, and he's one of those guys, right?
Yes.
He's one of them guys, you got to scheme for him every play, right?
Yes, you got to slide the whole line to him sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Slide or have a back chip or put a tight end over there to double him. You know what I'm saying? You got he can change the blocker scheme quick.
He can change the game. He's a player by himself.
Yeah.
Who can change and destroy any kind of play that they've set up. Been watching him and they knew what he was when they got him, right?
Oh, absolutely. He showed them when they drafted him what they was going to do with him. You know, you see what I'm saying? Some guys, you can be like, but this guy right here, you knew what you had and where you need to put him. You know what I'm saying?
So
Van Ness, I want to see what Van Ness started doing. I want to see what he's going to do.
Well, he's been injured, you know, since about the second game. I remember you when they first drafted him, you said, well, you know, in the NFL is going to be, they're talking about how strong and fast he was. And he is that. But Gilbert, he's been hurt since like the second game of the season. We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger, you can join us. We'll be right back.
Old school Bill.
Play on, cause I like it. I like ride. No diggity, no doubt. Black Street Productions.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli warplanes are continuing attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza, days after a surprise incursion by Hamas militants. About 1,200 people on both sides have been killed, including, we've just learned, 9 Americans in Israel. CBS's Holly Williams.
Israel says it wants vengeance
And in the Gaza Strip, deadly retribution is falling from the sky. In the coming days, Israel's expected to launch a ground incursion.
Israel is cutting off water and electricity to Gaza, blocking food and fuel deliveries. As for Iran's possible involvement, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells CBS Mornings.
What we have not seen yet at this moment, although we are continuing to look at it very closely, is any sort of direct involvement in the immediate attacks that took place over the last couple of days.
Wars pushed oil prices up. Analyst Tom Kloza.
It's basically on the uncertainty about what's going to happen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Waukesha is beginning its transition to Lake Michigan water today after a delay due to issues with new water pumps. The change is prompted by the contamination of the city's wells with radium, and it's expected to improve water quality. While some anticipate better water and reduced costs associated with filters and softeners, there may be a temporary change in water appearance and smell during the transition. There are advisories for kidney dialysis patients and pet owners. Two people were killed and three others were injured in separate shootings in Milwaukee yesterday. The first happened at about 7:30 in the morning and resulted in the death of a 25-year-old man. The second shooting took place about 15 minutes later, where another person died at the scene. Later in the day, a teenager was shot in the leg and another shooting left two teens wounded. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, they call him the God right there. Come on, girl, you don't know nothing about that.
No, I don't, man. I gotta admit, I don't know anything about that.
That's straight New York City right there.
You know, it's kind of got a nice beat, man.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Earl. You look like you're having convulsions. Don't do that.
With the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. So Gilbert, yeah. I watched the Cowboys last night.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, come on, man. It was billed as one of the best games of the year.
I knew that wasn't going to be no best games of the year.
How'd you know that? How'd you know that?
Because the Cowboys, they got the one-star rating. They ain't right. They can't get right teams. I saw your boy, what's his name? Who loved them Cowboys so much? Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
I saw him walk to the garbage can and threw Dak Prescott jersey away.
So let me ask you something, man.
Threw it away.
Jerry Jones thought this was going to be the year for the Cowboys. He spent a lot of money, as he always does.
Jerry Jones old, you know. He old now. He ain't got no sense.
Well, how much longer is he going to continue, you know, with Dak? And well, just because
you see who they went out and got, though.
Yeah, they got the young boy from 49ers.
Yeah. Trey something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but come on, he's not Dak Prescott. You can't blame the game on Dak Prescott. When somebody scores 42 points, Dak Prescott threw three interceptions yesterday.
So you couldn't blame that on him?
Hey, Gilbert, what you say about the line? The 49ers, they were on him.
Dallas got a pretty good line, though.
I'm telling you.
But the 49ers defensive line was better.
Yeah, well, look, you know, football starts there.
Up front,
and
baby.
It starts there and it ends there. And as like I told you, that's what I was watching, you know, in watching those college games as well as the pro games, the domination, I don't care what your scheme is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get the blocking, you can't do anything. I don't care how great the quarterback is.
There you go.
If there's no blocking, there's not much he can do. So having
tell him, Reverend Earl.
Having said all of that, Gilbert, the Packers and Bakhtiari.
Ah.
The fifth knee surgery. Man, when is enough enough?
If they're going to keep paying you, you keep playing.
Well, they got to keep paying them anyway, right? Because it's contract guaranteed, right?
Yeah, I don't know about guaranteed. His bonus is guaranteed.
Oh, so in the NFL, your salary's not guaranteed.
No, where you get that from? Well, the only person that's guaranteed is the coach, and he ain't played a down yet. So, and his whole contract is guaranteed.
So the NFL, the most difficult of all sports, in Major League Baseball, the contract is guaranteed. In basketball
too.
Contract is guaranteed. In football, it's not.
Nope. Because we're too expendable.
Yeah, so after this is his fifth knee surgery, Gilbert, it's safe to say his career is probably over.
It's winding down because if he can't play a full season, you know, that's going to be the knock on him. Ain't nobody going to want to get him, man.
Yeah, but it also means that the Packers had counted on him.
Oh, yeah.
So it's safe to say.
Let's be honest. When Bakhtiari is healthy, he's one of the best left tackles in football, period, bar none.
But he hasn't been healthy for the last 3 years.
There you go.
Okay, so now that's the cat. He was the left tackle, right?
Yeah.
So number 74, I keep forgetting his name.
Jenkins.
So Jenkins is going to move over to left tackle, you think?
No.
Well, who protects? Left tackle protects the blind side of the quarterback.
Right. So, and you know what? You can't just take a dude and plop him in on the left side. You can't do that. You got to put some time in and learn that left side. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, unless you're an exceptional athlete that can play left and right like that. You got to earn the right to play the left tackle, man. Left tackle is lead dog.
I understand that. But the Packers, I got to see who their backup left tackle is.
I don't know. Some dude.
I know, but you can't have some dude, you know, protecting the backside of your quarterback.
Well, until they go out and get that real dude, he's some dude.
I'm
just saying.
I'm looking this up. Calvin, you can do it better than I can, quicker. Who is the backup left tackle for the Green Bay Packers? Because, you know.
You wear a crazy number too. Was it 60 or something like that?
Well, you by now you would think we knew would know his name because he would have been around a while.
No, you might not want to know his name because if we know his name, then that means he's giving up sacks.
Who is it, Calvin?
The starting left tackle on the depth chart is now Rasheed Walker.
I've never heard of that. Him.
What's his number, Calvin?
He wears number 63.
How long has he played, Calvin?
He was drafted in 2022, so this is his second year.
Well, that means trouble for the backside of Jordan Love, Gilbert. Is it safe to say that second year?
Yeah, second year. I mean, yeah.
Because
I don't know nothing about the guy.
Huh?
I don't know nothing about.
And the reason that that's so important is they're only in game four of a 17-game season, and he's a second-year man who has got to learn on the job.
Yeah, is he a legitimate? That's the question. Is he a legitimate left tackle, or they plopped him in there? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Let me ask you, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gilbert, our teams aren't normally in game four of the season looking to make any trades. It's early for any team to think about making trades, right?
No, around by October, mid October, stuff like that. It's customary.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is to bring in, let's say, a new left tackle. And maybe the schemes on all of this is basically, you know, terminology from team to team. I mean, you know, you can only do so many different things when it's blocking. So maybe they can go out and get a guy, that they can plug into that spot to take Bakhtiari's spot.
Maybe now that's why A.J. Dillon is expendable. You know what I mean? I don't know. To go out to get a good left tackle, you got to give up a good player.
Oh, no question. No question. You know what I mean? Yeah, but let me then ask you this, Gilbert, because Aaron Jones is back, and we'll see. Because I know he's going to show out tonight. And so they talked about the fact before the season started that they couldn't keep Aaron Jones, that they would not be able to afford him before the season started because he charged too much money against the cap. Mm-hmm. You think they're rethinking that now?
I would hope so.
Because they almost can't win without him.
No, they can't win without him. He's an integral part of the offense. Heck no, they can't win without him. They better rethink that.
Let's go to Sharky in Racine. Hey, good morning to you, my friend Sharky. How you doing?
I'm doing good, gentlemen, and I love your show. And Mr. Gilbert, thank you for this. And so... I have to remind you about 20 plus years ago, you came into Sturtevant, and there was a function there, and the Sturtevant was a motorcycle shop, I believe it was, and you were present.
Little Scotty Scooters.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Little Scotty Scooters, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And so my boys were there, so my two boys and their dear friend, who's a police officer, but you were so kind to talk with my boys. And my boy's a friend, and you asked them good questions. You presented yourself very professionally, and we had fun. They were smiles, and then you pulled out four tickets for the game that coming week, and their eyes were as big as the moon. And I want you to know I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem.
Really? He did.
Earl, you see that, Earl?
Sharky, he did that for your boys?
He did.
You know, he hasn't ever pulled out one, you know, ticket for me, even to go get a hot dog.
Hey, Sharky, the kids are cute. This dude over here.
Well, I would, you know what I'd like to do here is I'd like to get a video between you and him and watch it with that ticket in your hands, just about ready to break one loose for Earl. So that would be a fun one. I'll put money. I think I'm going to put money on you know who.
What do they say? When pigs fly, hey, Sharky, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, man, you've done a lot of great things, man, philanthropically. You know, I laugh and joke a lot of about you, but your legacy of working with young people, and not just you, man. You know, you talked about you were gone this entire weekend, as always, and where were you at?
Lacrosse.
You were in Lacrosse. And you were doing the thing that you do, serving people. And you had some of your boys with you.
Yeah, I had a bunch of them clowns with me this weekend. I had about 11, 12 of them.
And so you guys move around the state and you give joy to people. What is that like, man? I mean, you played the football game, you were on the field. And you know, people love you and from, you know, what you did on the football field and the cheers and all that. But what is it like, man, to be close to people and what you feel and get to feel with those people who cheered for you on the field?
It's awesome. It's awesome in so many ways, man, because now the fans get to come up to you and they tell you their stories, you know. I don't know how many dogs and cats that I was named after, you know, how many times the dad jumped out the chair when I did the grave digger or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's amazing to hear those stories, man. And you know what's crazy about it, Earl? I have yet to sit down and really watch some of our games just to go back and hear the announcers talk about you and stuff. And, you know, it's a treat now to go sit down somewhere and watch the games that we played, because now you can see it from a fan's perspective.
You know, man, awesome. I want to, when we come back, I want to, you know, who is Gilbert Brown, right? We knew who the Gravedigger is. We know that. But what is it about you that you go all over, sit down with kids and gray-haired cats like me, and had the patience to deal with people?
You ain't lying.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, a.k.a. the Gravedigger, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once.
Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 53. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 36. Daytime highs approaching 53. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and let's go back to the phone lines with CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Mr. Grave Digger. The only time I like saying that is to you, because talking to the Grave Digger is kind of scary, if you know what I mean. Well, thank you guys. I really enjoy your show. Usually I'm arguing with Earl, but I got to tell you, we lost this past weekend a legend of an opponent for the Packers.
Dick Butkus.
I don't know if you had a chance. Remember him like Ray Nitschke, because, we love watching you guys. It's all of our guys' dreams to someday to play in Lambeau Field or a Soldier's Field. Anyways, I just appreciate what you guys do. It is a sport. It is a business. And, longevity. I'm wondering how your health is, Mr. Gravedigger, because you guys take a beating for a long time, and we've seen former players who have trouble even walking. And, you hear about Bakhtiari having his fifth knee surgery. And, it's not easy to do what you guys do and put it all out there and then, spend the rest of your lives hopefully healthy.
Hey, so, CJ, we got you, anyways, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert, he mentioned Dick Butkus, and did you ever meet Dick Butkus?
I have not.
But you met Ray Nitschke.
I have.
That's Dick Butkus. He and Dick Butkus are one and the same. Same kind of players. And
I've heard and I have seen the intensity that man has. And it's, just being a human being, it's a sorely lost man.
Yeah.
But even in the football world, you know what I'm saying? When you can cross those two things, icon and both things, a human being and a football player, you've done something good.
So let me do this, man. Who is Gilbert Brown? Not the Grave Digger. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. But who is Gilbert Brown, man? What makes you get up every morning? What makes you tick?
I'm a mama's boy, man. If I don't make my mama proud, I ain't doing nothing right. That's how I live my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't be, when you go out that door, you ain't looking for something. Don't go out looking for something. Go out and do something. That's me. Plain and simple. I ain't looking for nothing for nobody, but I'm going to go out and do something. That's what I'm trying to do.
Have you always been a giver? From before you became a star? That's the person, that's who you are underneath that, all the other things underneath the Grave Digger. You're serving.
Absolutely.
You're serving.
Absolutely. I even give stuff to people I don't even like. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to give them something so you can leave you alone. Come on, man.
So when are you gonna give me a good football ticket so I can leave you alone.
I'm going to give you one, Earl. Just wait.
Okay.
2029. I'm going to think.
Hey, but Gilbert, that's serving people, man. Money can't buy that, can it?
No, man. It's the smiles of those kids, man. Because, like, my foundation does 159 different children's charities. To see those kids smile, that's all it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? All them times you was with me and we did all those free camps in Milwaukee, man.
Yeah.
See them kids smile, man. You know, that's what it's all about, man.
You know, man, seeing children who are only that, man, right? They don't know about the horrible things in life, right? They don't know about the fact that sometimes, you know, they live in areas and don't get fair opportunities and may not ever get a fair opportunity at life. But right. When they're children, they don't know any of those things.
No. But some of those children are forced to make decisions at a young age that they shouldn't be making decisions on, Earl. That's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? And that's a shame. But it has to be or they ain't going to make it.
Well, you know, man, sometimes the only thing, like many of those kids today who you're dealing with, they don't know, they didn't watch you play. They know that you play pro football.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that you take the time out. A pro football player, a cat they look up to, right? They look up to all pros, man. You know, they don't know the character of the guy, but they know he's a pro athlete. And unfortunately, all pro athletes don't have the same character. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. You got cats out here that say, I'm not a role model, but you are. But you are. You know, you got to accept that. Everything you do, you got to accept because somebody's emulating you. You got to accept that.
Well, you know, man, between you and Leroy Butler, and I've heard of a lot of Green Bay Packers, but I can't think of two from kind of like that same era who do as much as the two of you do. You know, I mean, I just don't, man. I'm talking about,
Earl, we love our community, but we ain't from that community.
I know.
We still love it. And we try to do the best we can in that community. You know what I'm saying? And I tip my hat off to Leroy and George Kuntz and Donald Drive and all these boys. But
oh, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's your environment that you grew up in. It's so similar to the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
Why not give back?
And you guys were able to escape it. And some will never escape it. And so
thank God for football, Earl. Thank God for football, because my mama couldn't send me to college.
Listen, man, it's unfortunate that the time has run out. But we will see you again on
you sped the time up, Silver Sneaker.
Hey, when you see me, you're gonna
still look like the same.
No, man, I'm pumping iron now.
You're pumping forks.
That's what you're pumping. we gotta get out of here, man. I'll see you next Monday under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Hagen Show.
Likewise. Tell Big Sandy I said what's up.
All right, man. We'll see you guys later. Gotta go to a break. Be right back.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.